Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Kicking off the second hour of the program. Coming up, we'll be talking with Conan about what's next for the dollar, and it's, of course, not looking good, the digital dollar.
It might be really good for Bitcoin.
All right, well, that'll be an interesting discussion, because I'm curious to see how you're going to make that argument. But we've been talking about my experience today going to the Chris Cantwell, or attempting to go to the Chris Cantwell trial at federal court, but without wearing a mask, because there's an order in place by the federal court judges saying that everyone has to wear a mask. Unless you put in a motion to have the judge waive that rule for you, you got to wear a mask. That's it. So, well, I've got a medical objection, or whatever the terminology, medical condition. I've got a medical condition.
And I notice he didn't allow any religious exemptions in that
They don't
paragraph.
Allow any exemptions. I mean, in the paragraph, it specifically says medical condition.
As long as the judge approves.
Correct. And the judge may approve of that.
Right.
He may not. And I didn't expect him to approve.
Of course not.
But I wanted to get it on the record. I wanted to, I want to know for sure. Okay?
Sure.
Look, I don't want to see this trial so bad that I'm going to go ahead and violate my principles to put this on. My, religious
see,
principles.
I don't want to see the trial, but I want to. I want Cantwell to know that, I don't think he should be in jail.
Yeah.
So I still want to show up to it for that reason.
Well, Cantwell knew I was there because, according to Vincent, who was in the trial, they actually talked about my motion in open court.
Good stuff.
For, apparently, he said it was a half an hour. I suspect that he's misjudging time because it's easy to lose track of time. You don't have a phone in there, right?
I mean, especially when you're bored.
Yeah.
He was bound to be bored.
I'd like to think it didn't last for a half an hour.
Well,
maybe it did.
Maybe the judge never even considered that someone would take him up on his offer.
Yeah.
And so he had to sit, he had to think about it.
Yeah.
How am I going to, to create a precedent for the next knucklehead who decides to do the same thing. So he's got to stamp it down. He's got to make an example of you.
Yeah. So
they offered you your own little room or something?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I put the motion in, right? Because you have to ask the judge's permission.
Yeah.
You can't just barge through security, unfortunately.
you can, but it's not recommended.
So I cite his order in my motion. They came out. The clerk of court comes out and introduces himself and says, here's a motion form. You can, fill this out. He takes it back. I got a stamped copy of it, right? Like, if you ever file something at a court, I'm not a lawyer, but so this isn't legal advice, but what I always do is I always get a stamped copy of the thing that I'm filing. So that way they've stamped it. It's received. And I get a copy that shows.
And they're usually pretty good about that.
Yeah, they usually will do that.
They get the knuckleheads like you coming in all the time, giving them a hard time.
Well, otherwise they'll be like, what are you talking about? We lost that in the mail or whatever, right?
Sure.
Like, you can't prove we got it.
And now, question, were these guys, were they all handling you with kid gloves, or were they just right up next to you handing you paperwork and stuff like that?
Well,
were they keeping their distance?
They all had, all the security agents except for the main guy had both the shield and the mask on.
The
they were doubled up. Oh, and the gloves, yeah. But
not goggles. So it was all for nothing.
What about this clerk?
They obviously hate old people.
Clearly.
Actually, most of them were elderly. But
they hate themselves then.
The clerk was probably in his early 50s. He comes out just with a face mask.
Mm-hmm.
And he was relatively close, I would say. He wasn't keeping any specific distance.
Right.
So I said, I request a waiver of the mask requirement. I have a medical condition, and in addition, I'm a minister, and such headwear as a mask or face shield is against my religion. I'm on the defendant's guest list, which was true. Cantwell actually put my name on a special list.
All these things are true.
Yeah, of course they're all true. Further, court proceedings are open to the public. If I'm denied entry as a member of the media, I would like to access. I would like access to an online feed of the proceedings. Okay, fine. If you don't want to let me in, fine. Give me a WebEx, because that's what the courts are using. They're using WebEx, apparently, at least at the state level. I don't know what they're using. Maybe it's Zoom with the federal courts. But if you're not going to let me in, if this is a public trial, give me a feed that I can watch somewhere.
Right.
And I said, I'm a blogger at freekeen.com, a nationally syndicated talk show host on Free Talk Live. So, I'm showing my credentials. I'm flashing myself as the media. I've got a medical condition, and I'm a minister, and it's against my religion. Okay. So all of these, you know, relatively basic constitutional kind of level, First Amendment level objections. Denied. The court court clerk calls me back, says the judge denied you. He did not explain why on the like in a written ruling, but he did explain himself in the court, in open court. So whatever his rationale was supposedly explained in open court. And she says, you can get a transcript. I'm like, well, you got to pay for that, right? And
she says, of course.
Well, yeah. And it's like, well, that's okay, thanks. Because, you know, Vincent was in there, so I can get it.
And hopefully Vincent will be able to tell us what the judge proclaimed for his decision.
So what Vincent told me was that the defense was fine because the judge brings up the request in court. He says the defense was fine with me coming in. The prosecution said that it was a danger. They are objecting. And so because the prosecution objected, danger, the prosecution
said... The prosecution is the state.
Yes. Correct. So the state says danger, and they say, okay, well, he can come in, but he can't come into the court because they already had like a secondary room because they were socially distancing everyone in the courtroom. Okay. So Vincent said that there was only like basically four or six people that were even in the like the watching benches, the pews in the court, which normally could have held more people than that. But because they had to keep them away from one another and they like spread out all the jurors and they brought in the jury in like in different groups of three, that only three would come in at a time. They would get their seats. Three more would come in. They'd get their. So there's all this rigmarole going around with the social distancing in the courtroom.
Making it take so much longer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Right to a speedy trial, indeed.
Yeah, it's a load. So
got to take 45 minutes to get the
just
jury
to bring
out.
The jury in. Now, so again, they object and they say, "Okay, we'll set up a room for you. You can have your own." So there's the main courtroom. That's where Vincent was. Then there was like courtroom B where they had a feed for the rest of the people who wanted to watch the trial, who were all in masks.
So they did have a feed of it.
They did have a feed of it. And they were going to put me in my own little room, my own third room, where I could have my mask off, but they still wanted me to wear the mask while I was walking around the building.
Oh.
Put on the mask. Just do it. Just do it.
Just like the rest
show
of us.
You're obedient. We can't have... Now, they didn't say this, right? They're not saying
right,
this.
Right, but this is what they're conveying.
The message is, put the mask on, and then we'll let you be...
We just can't let anyone else see that you're disobeying.
Right. That's it. That was the key. You cannot be seen walking around this courthouse with no mask on, because then someone might ask why.
Some people get ideas.
That's right.
Exactly. It's exactly what this is.
Which is all this is about. It's always been about signaling.
It's always been about compliance.
It's been about compliance and signaling. Like, it's the virtue signaling for the people that are wearing them. Like, I'm doing a good thing for people and you're not. So there's that.
I'm saving you.
And then there's you don't want to be the odd man out. So some people who don't like the masks will put the masks on because they don't want to be harassed. They don't want to upset their neighbors. So there's just so much fear out there. They couldn't possibly have me walking around without a mask. So, you know,
so do they want to have a good deed competition? Because I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, how much money do I have to give the Boston Children's Hospital to justify not wearing a mask? They say I'm not doing good things to help people. Okay, but I kind of provably am. So,
well, they want you to do what they want you to do.
Well, I don't want to do what they want me to do.
Not what you want to do. So this is all taking hours, right? Like, I showed up at 8:30. I was there a half hour early. I knew it was going to take some time.
Yeah, you probably added a whole hour. Onto this day, just with your little motion.
Well, it did.
It was an important motion, though.
I agree with you. Yes. I agree, and Cantwell knew that I was going to do it.
Of course,
so,
he did.
You know,
but he knows you.
Yeah. Well, we talk. I mean, he calls every now and then. Okay. So we talk. And so, you know, after a couple hours, it was probably just before the lunch break where they got this news back to me that your motion's denied. And they're like, well, you want to do this other thing? And I'm like, no. I said, look, I have objections to wearing the mask. That doesn't mean I'm going to wear it around your courthouse just for some sort of convenience.
And meanwhile, the rest of the world rolled their eyes and they're like, oh, look at this guy. Yeah. Look at this boat rocker.
Trouble causing.
Troublemaker. What's going on? Just wear the mask. It's just a couple of seconds.
Oh,
and you can go to your secret little
room.
That's
what they say on Twitter. All the time, right?
Yeah.
So finally, so later that afternoon, I then file a motion to reconsider of this mask decision.
Now, did you do that immediately, or did you wait between the two things?
I had to go and hit the bathroom in the meantime.
So basically immediately.
Oh, I mean, pretty much immediately. But it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon by the time this happened. And we'll talk about the bathroom break, too, because there's a story there.
Jesus,
you can't just step outside of your car and pee in the street there in Concord, right?
Well,
like, you know.
San Francisco, you can.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go find somewhere to go.
It's just Concord, Ian.
Did you have to wear a mask for that?
Well, we'll get into that.
Okay.
I'm not going to wear a mask. There's only one time that I've had to, one place where I've worn a mask, and it was because I couldn't do anything else. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DinoVite.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
On Dinovite, she's Little Miss Hollywood. DinoVite.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. You can also go to chat.lrn.fm and learn how to get into our new Matrix chat server, which then allows you to call in, and hopefully it will sound better than you do on the phones. We've yet to actually to test this out on the air. I have used the sure. thing. I know it works.
Is there a mobile version of this Matrix thing?
Yeah, so Matrix is the server, but what you connect to it is the software that the client software. So, yes, there's Android, iOS.
Okay, so
iOS.
It's similar to how – it's actually
it's very
identical
to
how Mastodon works.
As far as
you
usage,
download something like Tusky or something
yeah.
like that and use it to connect to the server.
Correct. And like Mastodon, there's a bunch of free software that you can use. There's different clients. Tusky's one of a dozen different clients. With the Matrix server, there's the main ones called Element. You can go to element.io to download a copy of that. But there's also three or four others. You know, like
sure.
one's Linux only, one's Windows and Linux, you know, et cetera. Right. So just go to chat.lrn.fm. It'll link you to everything that you need there to get started and give you step-by-step instructions on how to get connected. It is Ian Conan and Aria in the studio here tonight. We're talking about the fear world out there, this mask madness that just seems to be getting worse and worse. And my experience with it today, going to Concord, which is a city that has a mask ordinance, which we'll get into that coming up here in a moment, because my first stop was the federal court, but after I was denied access, I had a couple other stops to make. So we'll get into to what happened. But first, let's talk to Adam. He's in Kentucky, watching us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I actually wanted to talk about some transgender issues.
Okay.
So I guess the point I want to start at is, like, athletics. Like, okay, actually, let me start over. So what, since you're a transgender, or Aria is a transgender, what, do you, like, care about pronouns, or do you just, like...
People can call me what they want. I identify as a woman, but whether other people consider me a woman is according to their definitions and what they understand a woman to be. They're free to disagree with me on that.
Okay. All right, we're on the same page. Okay, so what do you think about transgenders participating in athletics?
Well, transgender is an adjective, not a noun. I would point that out, first of all. It's like a homeless. What do you think about a homeless doing this, right? It's like I say, I mean, it's important because it's dehumanization.
If a transgender is a tranny, is a homeless a homie?
Hey, homie.
Sorry,
bro.
Or a unhomie?
All right, can you stop dodging the question, though?
No, homie.
What, was there a question? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's not dodging the question to ask you to humanize trans people by adding the word people to it, instead of referring to them as adjectives.
Sure, they're people.
Okay, cool. So the question is about trans people in sports?
Yeah.
I mean, did you just want to know my thoughts on it?
Yeah, I guess. Are you okay with them participating in sports?
I'm not competing against them. That would be up to the athletes who have agreed or disagreed to compete against them.
And I think it would also be up to the leagues as well. There's various different leagues out there, yeah. and they all have different rules about what is and what is not appropriate. I think the traditional question here that maybe Adam is looking for is, should these leagues allow someone who was born a man to compete with women? People born as women. I think that would be like one of the more common questions. What do you think about that, Aria?
I think they should ask the athletes who are parts of that league. If the cis women in these leagues don't want to participate against trans women, you know, they're the athletes who would be competing. They can either not compete, or they can form a league where they won't be asked to compete, or the league can make a decision in their favor.
So let the market decide.
Sure.
Basically. Adam, is that what you were looking for?
You know, I guess... I just kind of wanted to hear your opinion on it, but okay.
Now you go.
I mean, people should talk
it out. My next point.
Okay.
This is, like, completely unrelated, but still, since you're, like, you consider yourself, like, on the right.
Who, me?
Like, you're Republican, right?
I'm registered as a Republican, but I'm not a Republican. No, I'm far to the left of, yes, I'm a libertarian. I'm far to the left of the Democrats.
Okay, so...
Wait, rephrase. You're to the left of the Democrats, or to the right?
I'm far to the left. Have you met me, Conan? I'm way to the left of the Democrats. The Democrats are center-right at best. They're war hawks, man.
I'm thinking progressives. Correct. You still got your different your left and right sides of the, even the Democrat Party. And
well, the left and right paradigm is so outdated anyway. Yeah.
Democrats are center-right, though.
Yeah.
At best.
So there you go, Adam. Thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So back to my court and mask adventures. So they denied my request as a member of the media, as somebody with a medical condition, as somebody with a religious objection. To me, this is like the equivalent of asking somebody to take a burqa off, right? Like if it's their belief that they have to wear a burqa, it's just sort of the reverse of that, right?
That's a good argument that should be brought up more often, that this is, this is my burqa.
That's the argument he's been making for like 6 months.
I've never heard this equation. I've never heard this analogy.
There's a clear religious violation, at least for me, as somebody who I believe that the state is an evil religion. And all of the evidence is there to prove this. You've been making some strong points in some of your interviews that you've been doing about this recently, Arya. And so, therefore, if the state is ordering me to do, to wear a certain thing, that is like that's like the cross to Dracula, right?
Well,
like
what's next, Ian? Are you going to go to Walmart and start taking off your clothes because of the pants, shirt, shoes policy?
That's not a state ordinance. That's a business preference. Yeah. That the business does not.
Which I also oppose, by the way. If people want to run around naked, I fully support their right to be able to do
that. Which we can kind of do in New Hampshire.
But it's also private property, so if the business doesn't want you in there naked, then you don't go in.
By the way,
I don't know if I agree that it's private property. I mean, it's supposed to be private property, but they sort of gave up the right, in my opinion, to claim private property when they started getting licenses and crap from the state.
Now, that gets into a deeper argument, and I think that's an interesting thing to talk about, but let's save that one.
But in this situation, we're talking about a public building that we paid
That's
for.
That's correct, yeah.
And you can't get into it unless you wear this stupid
unless
hall pass.
You're part of the second class or the first class. So I'm a second class person now because I won't
you're a leper.
Put this government obedience indicator on my face.
So they brought you the denial, and you were like,
and
okay, I have to go use the restroom.
Yeah, well, I wasn't. Yeah, I walked away with it or whatever. They didn't bring it to me. They called. So I got a call. And so then I'm like, well, I got another piece of paper here. I'll just write out another motion. I'll come bring it over to you. And we're skipping the bathroom break. We'll come back to that. So I write this motion up here. The clerk informed me of the court's offer of a viewing room, but I'd need to put on a mask in the hallways of the building. This response ignores my medical condition and religious objection, same things I originally brought up. As a member of the press, like anyone else, I have a right to observe court proceedings. I should not be required to endanger my health or violate my religious beliefs to observe the court. If the court will continue to disallow me entry without a mask, it should provide me with a feed over the internet so I can observe the trial and report on it as the supposedly free press. If this motion is denied, please provide a written denial stating why. And it was denied. And I don't know if I'm going to get a written denial. The judge apparently told the clerk to inform me that if I wanted an explanation, I could file for a, quote, writ of mandamus with the First District Court of Appeals.
What in the hell is that?
I've heard the term before, but I'll have to look it up for you. I don't know offhand what it actually means, and I don't know what it costs to file with the First District Court of Appeals, but I bet there's a few $100 involved. More coming up.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As we all know, the president is going to be sending up a nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy later this week.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on Capitol Hill, saying that he expects President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court to be an extremely well-qualified woman. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York, say Senate Republicans are rushing to fill the vacancy before the election.
Republicans, at the same time as they are rushing through a Supreme Court nominee, they're doing nothing about the COVID crisis.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have reached a deal with the Trump administration on legislation to fund the government through December 11th. President Trump hosting a rally in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, this one being held in Pittsburgh. You're listening to USA Radio News. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says it wouldn't be right for President Trump to discuss a Roe versus Wade decision made by the Supreme Court decades ago.
That's going to be something that will ultimately be decided by the justices of the Supreme Court, and so him weighing in on that particular subject, certainly with potential nominees, is not something he would do or should do.
Meadows telling reporters the issue ultimately will be left up to the Supreme Court.
Democrats cannot win their argument on the merits. They cannot win on precedent, so they must search and destroy.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany during her briefing on Tuesday. McEnany continues.
Don Lemon said the quiet part out loud last night. He said this: we're going to have to blow up the entire system if the president does his job as outlined in the Constitution. That's the difference between Republicans and Democrats.
USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. No entry for people who don't wear masks into federal court. Sorry, thought you had a right to go view that public trial. Well, turns out it's not a public trial after all. It's a private trial, and they're only going to let in their approved people. So, yeah, that's happening. And, by the way, local courts are behaving in a similar restrictive manner. How do I know? I went to one of those today, too. I figured, you know what? I couldn't get into the federal court without a mask. I'll try my luck at the district court in Concord, which is just down the street. So that's where I went next. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And it's Aria.
And also, don't forget about Divi. It is it's a cryptocurrency. It's one of the newer ones, and it's easy to use, meaning that you can easily set up a masternode for Divi. And normally, setting up a masternode is a real process with a lot of these other coins. Divi makes it easy. You can go to DiviProject.org. You can stake Divi. There's even a lottery for people that stake the coin. Divi even had a 10x jump earlier this year between mid-March and mid-July, so you never know what's going to happen in the future, and obviously the Divi programmers would love to see more growth like that. So if you want to learn more about it, go to DiviProject.org, DIVIProject.org, And one of our listeners was confused recently about, well, how can you get Divi if there's no wallet? Because we've been talking about there's a beta wallet they're working on. There is a Divi wallet. It's just what they call a full node implementation for, like, right. a full-on computer, not like a mobile wallet. So they're working on what's supposed to be a pretty evolutionary kind of mobile wallet. But it's not out yet, and hopefully we'll see it sooner rather than later. Divi Project, DIVIProject.org. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Greg is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. You know, I happen to agree with Ian here. I mean, this is a public service, you know, the courts. And if they want to protect people, they should put them in plastic bubbles or whatever. But
Don't give them any ideas.
But they shouldn't restrict the citizen from access to public things, after all, right?
Well, I told him when I was on the phone, because, again, they called me every time I put these motions in. The clerk of court would call me to let me know what the judge's ruling was on this. And, I said, hey, look, I got no problem staying away from people, right? Like, that's one of the orders in the court, is that everybody in the court has to stay 6 feet away from everybody else.
That's actually one good thing that's come from all of this.
Otherwise, it's a contempt of court charge. So anytime you break a judge's order, it's a contempt of court charge.
Are they going to actually charge people with contempt of court for standing within 6 feet of each other?
They could.
But would they?
I don't know. Do you want to go and find
yes.
out? You want to go explore the bowels of the federal court system? Because that's where they're going to take you when they arrest you. You're going to the basement.
They want to issue you a fine?
You're going to get arrested.
And you're going to get one of them Hannibal Lecter masks. They're going to strap you down.
Yeah, you don't just get a fine if you get arrested for contempt of court.
I wouldn't expect to get arrested.
You're going to jail if
really?
You get arrested for contempt of court. Yeah, you're going in. You violated a judge's order. They take that real serious. So anyway, go ahead, Greg.
Yeah. So, but I do want to ask, like, an analogy. Like, if you walked in naked or other things that, you know, if you take libertarianism really far, who is to tell you that you can't, that you must put on clothes? I mean, what is that not harming anybody?
Well, you're a man after my own heart.
Here in New Hampshire, we
I
are
made
only,
this argument, so.
We are only prohibited from lewd activities. Mm. So I guess you could walk into a court without a shirt on, unless someone thought nipples were lewd.
Yeah, they're not by definition genitalia, so they don't, as I understand it, they don't fit the qualifications.
So I didn't see shirt shoes on that list, so I guess you could try.
Okay, so here what we're
walk in with a mask on but no shirt.
No, Conan, you're going to wear a loincloth, okay?
Yeah,
and we're going to
I am the barbarian.
We're going to go to this federal court and we're going to not social distance, and the first one of us to get arrested wins the prize.
What's the prize?
There is no prize.
All right,
a contempt of court charge is the prize.
All right, I have loincloth on and mask, and I want you to carry me in.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
All right. I'll be there to watch.
What if I was sheriff?
But you can't film it because you can't take the damn
camera. Yeah, you can't take
it. It'll be the front doors, at least.
We won't get into the building like that, dude.
I'm not
yeah, they do have a man outside.
I'm
though.
Not going to Concord. It's too far away.
Oh, well, this is a non-starter.
Oh, so he's just fantasizing. All right, go ahead, Greg.
So, yeah, I should call in more often.
Yeah, sure.
I did want to say something about the previous caller or the other caller who asked about transgender people in sports. I just have an opinion that it is an issue in the same way that, let's say, doping is an issue. If someone who was, let's say, as a man transitioned to be a woman but still has built up the muscular skeleton and everything that a woman would not normally have done. What I want to say is maybe people should compete like they do in chess, meaning mixed gender, and just have, what is it called, like ratings, right? So somebody could be really good, but it would just be all genders. And if you're not going to have a clear demarcation between men and women, why have it in the actual sports league? Why not just have one league for everybody and let it be continuous, you know?
Well, because then, I mean, statistically speaking, women, no women would ever win.
They don't have the upper body strength just by general birth. I mean, there's going to be some men that they're stronger than just because of, you know, people are different.
Right.
But generally, men are stronger than women.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason the fastest man alive is faster than the fastest woman alive.
Right.
And the best high jumper can jump higher than the fastest female high jumper.
And put 100 women in front of a pull-up bar and see how many of them can do one. Yeah.
Right, but I guess my point
is... Well, the same is true for 100 men. Saying,
but,
maybe.
But
yes.
Like,
yes, absolutely.
I've gone to these tournaments, and there's men and women, and it's not about winning the top prize necessarily. It's about achieving a rating, and I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is that...
I've actually competed, and not in like weightlifting or anything, but the point is to always win the first prize.
Yeah, otherwise, that's what drives these athletes. This is what they do. Otherwise, why do it?
Yeah, but if it's going to be continuous, you can't just arbitrarily decide, you know, who is a woman or who is a man, and you can enter or you can't enter.
It just depends on the league and depends on their rules.
Yeah,
right?
but how does your rating system work? If you're going to be rated according to what?
Like ELO.
What do you got jump?
If you beat a person, your rating goes up. If you lose, it goes down, you know. And you can win, like, a first prize among women or a first prize among whatever. Sure.
But then again, you're back to defining what a woman is in that particular case.
That's true, but at least you would get a rating. So if you're a really strong
What
woman,
benefit does that do?
You know what?
Oh, you have a rating now.
You know, this is beside all the point, because I question whether sports is even going to survive this nonsense.
Yeah, good luck, sports.
No one's watching this crap anymore.
That's not true. Some sports are up.
Which ones?
Esports.
Hockey is up.
That's not real sports. Sorry, guys. I love video games, but that's
not real sports. Ian. They sweat.
It's competition at the very least.
I can't compete with some of these young kids. I'm not my brain's
going.
Yeah,
you don't have the reaction.
I'm not fast enough anymore.
Rose is upstairs learning that lesson right now.
She's up there throwing things at the wall right now.
You get an FCC violation here if you keep screaming the F word up there.
Is esports a thing? Callers, call in. Tell
it's
Ian.
It's a thing.
Well, no.
Is it a sport?
Is it a sport?
Yeah. What do you think, Greg? Is esports a sport?
Is golf a sport? Because I would say no.
Yes, it involves physical activity.
I don't know.
Is chess a sport?
My brain is a muscle. I'm working my muscle, killing, you know, Nazis across the street.
I want to hear Greg's answer.
Go ahead, Greg.
I'm just going to say, you're talking to a guy who only played, like, Warcraft 2 and Quake. And then after that, had, like, no time because I was working.
Well, that's enough video games to have an opinion, I think.
Those are some good. I played all of those.
Yeah, I played a lot of Quake.
Yeah, those were good. I enjoy those. Yeah, I think it's a real sport in the same way that chess is a real sport. That's all I got to say about that.
Good point. Good point.
Well, Ian is crazy. Ian says that chess isn't a sport.
Chess is not a real sport, man. You got to have, like, some sort of
physical. Bobby Fischer proved that it is, because you need physical fitness in order to be a great chess player.
To lift up the chess pieces? I mean,
no, to be mentally fit, you have to have some level of physical fitness.
I would say any type of competition is, in fact, can be classified as a sport.
And
that's why they put adjectives in front of sports sometimes. Mm. Water sports, e-sports.
I'm not supposed to talk about that on the air, Conan. Thank you for the call, Greg. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. And speaking about that, I did go take a bathroom break a couple times during this courtroom extravaganza. We'll tell you what happened coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another other store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Carlin.
And Saria. And also want to say thanks to Gavin, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Gavin contributing to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a simple way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live, to help us get on more radio stations around the United States, and it works. We've got over 190 radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. We're going to get two new ones coming up this weekend, if all goes as planned, but I don't like to announce them in advance because
sure,
something almost always goes wrong whenever I announce a station in advance. So stay tuned. We'll give you that info. But it's thanks to Free Talk Live amplifiers like you for helping us, and like Gavin for helping us get to where we are today. So we're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts, and then I'll talk more about my Mask World, Fear World experiences today, having to go to Concord, New Hampshire, where I was disallowed by a man in a robe from entering the courthouse without a mask. So my objections did not matter. Medical condition did not matter. Religious objection did not matter. Freedom of the press did not matter. Doesn't matter at all. I'm not welcome. And other people like me are apparently no longer welcome in these places. So I then went to another courthouse because I actually have a case that not my case. It's somebody else's case. And I don't want to say whose at this point. It's not relevant to the conversation. But I'm doing some research on this, or attempting to do some research on this case. And it's a local case in the Concord District Court, or at least I thought it was, because this person was arrested fairly recently, like within the last couple of weeks. And so I figured that they would have already filed the paper. So I wanted to go and look at the case file, which normally you just go into the court and you tell them which case you want to look at the file for. And they pull the file and they hand it to you. And you look through the file and you can take pictures of it and hand it back to them.
Okay.
That's normally how it works. So I'll explain to you what happened now under COVID at the local state district courthouse. But first, we go to your calls and thoughts. In fact, our first call has actually functioned correctly so far on our new Matrix server. Gene called last night and his mic wasn't working. But Jane is working here. Jane, you're on our Matrix server over at chat.lrn.fm.
Thank you, Ian.
Calling from Patagonia, too. You're calling from Patagonia, which is South America, so welcome.
Thank you. First, I want to say to Aria that she is really beautiful and brave. I just read the news a couple of days ago, and I got dragged to Free Talk Live again. And I want to ask her about how was her transition process in relation with the Child Society or the Free State Project speech. Because, really short story, I used to listen a lot to you until the Trump election, while Chris Campbell was still there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then I transitioned myself. And then I really stopped listening to your media because it was not really transparent for me. And today I'm reconnecting with you guys because I saw the Aria news. So I want to know her experience.
Well, welcome back. What was your transitioning experience, Aria? You came from Mississippi, but you didn't fully go all the way in down there, right?
Right. I had to live a double life there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had to continue my job, and I had to do that as a male. But, I mean, then, you know, I was a male with bright red hair who was, like, growing little tiny boobs, right? So mm-hmm. so it was inevitable. You know, the sword of Damocles was going to fall. So instead I left. I moved here to New Hampshire, and
Will Coley invited you to come up and join him here on the radio. He was doing his own show.
Yep. The Shire Society, the welcome here has been wonderful. I've never run into any serious issues other than the recent vandalism, which ultimately is not that major.
Wasn't there one guy who, like, pulled over as you were walking home one night a year ago?
Yeah.
And didn't he get weirded out or something? What happened with that? That was a kind of weird story.
I'm trying to remember why I was walking in the first place.
You were walking back home from something, and this dude, he wanted to give you a ride, and then he saw that you were trans and then got tweaked out or something. Right?
I needed a new tire.
Yeah.
And I had just taken my car there, but my phone was dying, and I needed my phone for something, so I just had to walk all the way back to my house to charge my phone for a little bit. And I say all the way back is, I don't know, maybe half a mile or something, mm-hmm. but yeah. This dude pulled over and offered me a ride, and as I got closer, I couldn't hear what he was saying. I said, what? He goes, he shouted some expletives and said, you're a guy. And then he started to drive off, so I started laughing, but he didn't drive off, though. He just sort of sat there.
He's probably thinking about it. He's like,
staring at you.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking about life, his life decisions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it got way worse than that because I walked around the vehicle and he's like waving me to come back over. I'm like, no, dude, you just made yourself really abundantly clear. I'm not coming back over there.
Maybe he wanted to apologize.
I don't think he did. He could have shouted an apology.
Hmm. Yeah. Who knows what he wanted to do.
Yeah. When you're trans and from Mississippi, you're used to that kind of crap and you don't give them a second chance to invite you over.
Right. But you didn't even think about it just now. I thought about it. So, I mean,
didn't click.
You've been here, what, 2 years? Three?
A little over. Two years.
Like, so, and you can't even count on one hand the number of times you've had any kind of negative incidents?
No, I can't. No.
Yeah.
It wouldn't fill two hands. I can't even count the number of positive things that have been said to me.
I love your hair. Yeah. That's got to be the most popular, right?
It is so common, dude. Yeah. I was walking down the street one day and some college girl said something like, you are everything I aspire to be. And it was just mind-blowing to hear something like that actually come out of my mouth, out of someone's mouth.
That's amazing.
So it's been overwhelming, creepily positive at times like that. Like, hey, can you tone it down a notch?
Jane, how is it down in Patagonia? And where are you? Are you Chile or Argentina?
Somewhere within, but I was more interested in the intellectual side of the conversation instead of the relationship. Like, do you have something like a libertarian contrapoint there?
What was the word? I'm sorry.
Contrapoints?
Yeah, it's a leftist.
She's a YouTuber?
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of her. She's very, very interesting.
Can you relate the question to us? Because I still don't know the question.
If do you have, like, how is the intellectual interaction? Because you what I hear just recently about these sport questions, I cannot ignore that there is like a kind of hate behind. Do you feel that there?
Do I feel what one more time?
Do you feel like trans hate?
Trans hate.
Republican.
Oh, trans hate.
Conservative people.
I don't associate with people who hate me. I just let them go hate me in private like they tend to do.
Yeah, so that was what you're saying
before. It's true that Marilyn Hudson, the figure in the Cheshire County Republican Committee, in interviews, mm-hmm. she consistently refers to me as he.
I don't think that's a hateful thing.
I don't think it's... she's doing it intentionally.
That could be the case.
So, that's not an accident. Right? Let's be real
here.
She's
really old.
So, I mean, that's intentional. I wouldn't really call it
hate.
I mean,
she's the kind of lady... Now, she hasn't
I would call
this.
It petty.
She's the kind of lady that would, if she were in the South... Now, we're in New England, right? But if she were in the South, she's, like, old enough to where she would say colored people. And she wouldn't mean anything. She wouldn't mean anything by it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... That's the way my grandma was.
Bless your soul. You know what? We've been talking about masks all evening, and I'm thinking that, because we live in a very, Keene is very liberal.
It is. For New Hampshire,
I have never seen, and I don't hear about these stories. I've never heard black people telling me that, you know, someone was, you know, throwing racial slurs at them.
I have heard that.
But I think that they have substituted it for something completely different, and that is... The lepers who don't wear masks. I think that
they're getting the hate now.
The hate still exists, but it's not against trans and or any minorities.
I'm getting so sick of hearing about masks, too.
Jane, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Me too, but unfortunately, it just keeps getting worse and gets shoved literally in your face every time you try to turn around.
I know.
I haven't even told you what's happening in Nashville yet. Or what may be happening in Nashville. We'll get into that. Betty is on the line, though, in Michigan. You're listening on the radio. Go ahead, Betty.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
This does not sound like a woman.
This does not sound promising.
Doesn't sound like a human. Go ahead, Betty. This will be good.
Are you dehumanizing me?
No, you're just using a voice changer. Go ahead.
So just because I'm a transgender.
Okay. What was your call about?
Okay, anyway... before your rude comments, I was going to ask about what you think of the Netflix movie Cuties.
I have never seen it. Have the two of you seen that movie?
I haven't even seen the trailer.
I haven't had time to watch
I haven't
a movie
watched a movie
lately.
In months.
If I was going to watch a movie, it wouldn't be that.
Yeah, for sure.
I've seen the arguments, pro and against, and I'm not interested. I think that depending on whether you're an artsy-fartsy and you can actually read into and you know enjoy these types of documentaries and or you are a pedo, you're going to get, both parties are going to get something from this movie, and I don't even want to watch, the trailer. I have kids.
Yeah, I've had a movie sitting on my desk for a couple months now. I picked up and watched it. Thank you for the call tonight, Betty. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.